Marking the National Day of Nuclear Technology. Iran has celebrated the National Day of Nuclear Technology by inaugurating two uranium facilities and one industrial electron accelerator via video conferencing. The latest achievements in the nuclear field include Sagand Uranium Complex, located near the central city of Ardakan, as well as Shahid Reza Nejad Yellow Cake Production Facility. The uranium ores are extracted from Sagand mine and then sent to the processing facility to be converted into yellow cake. Addressing the ceremony, President Ahmadinejad highlighted the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program, saying all nations are entitled to access nuclear energy.
Nuclear energy is just like sun, water, air, and nature. It belongs to all nations. Every nation has a right to use it.
In 2006, Iran officially declared success in producing the first batch of low-enriched uranium required for the production of fuel for nuclear reactors at the Natanz nuclear facility. With this success, Iran practically joined countries with domestic nuclear technology and has marked the day ever since. In addition to the three nuclear projects, Iran also unveiled five radio medicines on this occasion.
Our daily achievements in nuclear field show that sanctions have failed to hinder Iran's scientific progress. Today, Iranian scientists have produced homemade electron accelerators, which have a variety of specialized applications, especially in medical field. Meanwhile, the new radio medicines, which were unveiled today, are used for treating refractory diseases, cancer in particular.
These five medicines were used to be imported to Iran, and production of these are among the 60 macro-scale scientific projects underway in the country. The inauguration of the nuclear projects comes after the P5+1 group and Iran ended their latest round of talks on Saturday in Almaty, Kazakhstan, over a wide range of issues, including Iran's civilian nuclear energy program. The group comprises the US, Britain, France, China, Russia, and Germany.
Iran's nuclear achievements will definitely influence the talks between Iran and the P5+1 group. There was a time in the past when the West wanted to deprive Iran of its enrichment right, but today we see that as a result of Iran's scientific progress, and since Iran enriches uranium with reliance on its own specialists, the West is talking about the percentage of enrichment. This means that Iran's nuclear achievement has influenced their decisions.
As a signatory to the NPT, Iran says it has the right to use nuclear energy for civilian purposes, a right which will never be given up, whatever the cost. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.